Joining us now live in the studio, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, joining us today ahead of the Jubilee weekend for Portsthorpe. So will you be part of the flotilla? Are you getting a lift on a boat anyway?
I wish I were, but I'll be down in Canterbury for the weekend doing big lunch and things like that down there. So the family will be in London. They'll be watching the flotilla.
OK, are you excited about it?
Yeah, very much so.
And what are you doing for the concert on the Monday?
Well, I'm going to be there.
I've
got a ticket, yes.
And are you,
yes.
Are you going to bless the concert? Are you going to grab the microphone? Are you going to get up and be part of the gig?
Well, don't tempt me. But no, I think I'll probably just sit back and enjoy it.
All right, Rowan. And you have a TV theme for us today,
well,
don't you?
Yes, thinking when you talk to people who remember the beginning of the Queen's reign, especially the coronation, one of the things they most often recall is it's their first sight of a television set. A little sort of grey object in the corner taking a long time to warm up and so small and grey you could hardly see it. Because you didn't have wall-sized plasma screens in the 50s. And I think if you wanted to watch in those days, you had to work pretty hard. One of the really big differences that's happened in these 60 years, certainly in my lifetime, is how television's now become a background to everything. You don't notice a lot of the time what's actually on. It's almost as though the screens were getting too big for you to see. And now the Jubilee is an opportunity for once to stop and focus on the background that we take for granted and the background we don't really notice. And the Queen's part of that background, just part of what makes us a stable society, a society that takes pride in its history without being crippled by it, a society that values fairness and trustworthiness. And so if the Jubilee is an opportunity to stop and look at that background, maybe it's helpful to ask whether we should try a bit more regularly to give ourselves time to think about the background of our lives, the things that are too big for us to notice most of the time. It's surprising how many people still want to find somewhere where they can be quiet, all those millions of folk who visit cathedrals every year for a start. And it's just the same as with the Jubilee. They want a chance to get in touch with the background of their lives, the big context, the things that make this the sort of world it is and give us the sort of values we have. Get in touch and maybe say a word of thanks. And so I'm rather hoping that the Jubilee can prod us to think what we can do to get back in touch with the big background picture. Like the monarchy, it's still there, it still means something. And dropping into a church or a cathedral is quite a good way of connecting with it and maybe saying thanks. Thanks for the Queen and the Jubilee and all kinds of other things besides.
Yeah, you don't have to say thanks to God, just go and say thanks to whomever.
Thanks. The postal service is quite good, actually. It gets where it's meant to go.
And, as far as that phrase is too big to see, too big to notice, that's a fascinating thing, but it's so, so true.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So often.
That's right, and we're too busy focusing on small things in front of our noses, and we just don't see where we are.
Well, have a wonderful weekend in Canterbury.
You too.
And we'll see you at the concert on Monday.
Indeed, I'll wave.
Thanks so much. I'll wave back.